From team headquarters, this is the 49ers Studios Podcast.
Joe Fan back with a very special edition of the 49ers Studios Podcast. You've heard from him once, but you got to hear from him again. It's Cassius Marsh, the newly signed to a two-year contract extension. Cassius, congratulations, my man. I imagine today's got to be a good day.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely pumped, happy, you know, signed back with the team where I want to be. And, you know, just get to move forward with my offseason and get right so I can make plays next season.
You told me, I think we spoke the first week you were here, a week or two, and you knew immediately that this was where you wanted to be. And then fast forward, you go on a five-game winning streak. You're a part of that run at the end of the season where this team goes into the offseason with such good vibes. What gave you the indication and gave you the indication that you wanted to be here, such a good place to be, even before those wins started piling up in December?
Man, it was just a really positive energy. Well, I mean, if I'm being all the way honest, like when I first got to San Fran, I was just happy to be back in California. And I was just feeling real positive about that. And, you know, the way that it happened, you know, they just, you know, they're really happy to get me and, you know, showed me a lot of love. And, you know, I felt, you know, wanted, you know, and so the energy was good there. And then the first couple of days of practice, man, it just felt like I had been there forever. And everything was fun. I mean, you know, everybody knows what it is. Our team is fun. You know, we work hard and we have fun out there, and it's a great energy and it's great vibes, even though when I got there, the team, you know, wasn't doing so hot. So I just knew from off bat that we had great players and great potential. And, you know, I think, you know, in the time that I was there, we were able to, you know, show that. And, you know, I just wanted to continue to be a part of that when I left, you know, after everything was, after season was over and all the dust had settled, you know, I still wanted to be a part. You know, I loved it there. So,
and we chatted on move-out day. You kind of indicated that to me once more, but obviously, you know, a little bit of uncertainty when you go into an off-season as a free agent. And so how did this come to fruition? These talks have been going on for a couple of weeks. And then, you know, what's the emotion? You get a signed pen to paper and get to move on with your off-season, knowing where you're going to be and not something that has to drag on.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome to have it finally get done. I mean, for me, it was just, you know, I knew where I wanted to be. Like I had told you, and, you know, I told the coaches and I told John, and everybody knew where I wanted to be. And it was just a matter of getting it done. And, you know, I had confidence that it would happen. You know, everybody expressed to me that, you know, it would. And I had faith, and I'm just so blessed that, you know, the organization took care of me. And, you know, I just feel blessed, man. I feel blessed to be a part, and everything happened so smoothly. And, you know, it was great, man. It was a great turnaround from the season that I had, you know, to be able to turn around and have, you know, this, you know, the last six games that we had there and this, you know, it's just been a great turn of events for me.
I love the social media post today. Right when it went down, you tweet, "I'm back." Little pop culture reference. Give me the stink meter voice. Give it to me.
"I'm back."
I love it. If you're not following, Cassius Marsh.
You know, the end of that is a little bit worse, but I love that show. I don't know if anybody watches that show, but it's too funny.
Good stuff. If you could follow him on Twitter, @KingCash_7191. Is there any relevance to 7191?
So in college, my first number in college, and actually my number in high school, was 71, and then my first number in the league was 91.
All right, easy as that. Mm-hmm. We do have a bone to pick with your social media. It still says you're in Foxborough, Massachusetts. You got to get that location fixed up, man, especially now that you've got that new deal signed.
You're right. I changed the profile pic. I had been pretty lazy with my Twitter. I'm not a huge tweeter. You know, I do it a little bit, but I wasn't paying attention. So I got my profile picture right, And I'll make sure that I get that location updated as well.
I do love the new profile pic of you chasing down Russell Wilson. Again, you got to go check it out. Just changed a couple of hours ago. Nice choice, man. I'm guessing that was a fairly easy decision. In former teammate, in division rival now.
Absolutely. I think it was fitting. I think it was definitely fitting. So, pretty easy pick for me. Somebody had tweeted me after I had tweeted about, coming back, and they were like, "Hey man, you really need to change that profile picture though." I hadn't even noticed, to be honest. And so hopefully that's the first thing I did. I went and changed it and tweeted back to the dude. It was pretty funny.
I love it. Again, on Twitter, it's at KingCash underscore 7191. On Instagram, at Cassius Marsh. Catch me up, man. What's your January been like? Happy 2018, by the way, to you. And
I
so
appreciate it.
what's
Yeah,
the new year
man.
been like leading up to this new contract?
Honestly, man, I just came home. I spent a lot of time with my family, little brother and nieces and nephews. And well, actually, I don't have any nieces yet, but my little nephew, Silas, I got to see him for the first time. My older brother had his first son, and so I got to spend some time with him. And some of my cousins from Africa came out last week and got to spend, just really spend a lot of time with family. And then doing my general workouts, man. I'm a pretty laid back guy. I haven't really gone out and done much, but that's just how I prefer it.
You still got a couple months before the team reports for the off-season program. Any trips planned? You're just gonna kind of be kicking it in SoCal.
I don't know. I think that I might try to make a trip here. I'm definitely gonna try and plan at least one. I know I need to have some sort of vacation. But to me, California just feels like a vacation. So I enjoy my time here. But yeah, I'll probably get one in. I'm not sure where yet though.
Man, I don't know how it is down there, but right now in the Bay Area, it's like 80 degrees. It feels like July and not February.
Oh, it's perfect. I love it. I mean, I'm all about the heat, so I love it. I love hot weather. I think it's like 85 out here, which is pretty normal for this area. I'm in Agoura Hills, Cali, which is, Southern California, like Ventura County area, LA, like right outside of LA County. So it's really nice right here.
I gotta ask, while you're chilling down in SoCal, did you tune into the Super Bowl? Did you watch?
I did watch the Super Bowl. Yeah, I did. I watched about the second half. I really didn't, I didn't really want to watch that much, but I watched the second half. It was an interesting game. A lot of interesting stuff went down. So it was, well, I think it's Super Bowl people remember.
In 2014, you were on that Seahawks team that went to the Super Bowl. You've been a part of playoff teams and championship caliber teams. And again, you go to the vibes that this team feels with the run in December and five straight wins, and a lot of that comes with Jimmy Garoppolo and people eagerly waiting for that contract, hopefully to be finished up here in the next in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But what do you see in this team, in this locker room, having been on teams that are championship caliber?
I mean, I just obviously, I see that, there's a lot of young players. Like it's there's a lot of young players who are ready to, take the next step and become great players. We've already got great players. We've got vets. And there's just a ton of young guys who are really talented and are going to be big names in this league. And we've got a great coaching staff. We've got an organization that takes great care of us, and everybody believes in the program. We believe in our head coach and our GM, and it's just a lot of positivity, man. It's a ton of positivity. Everybody, loves one another and trusts one another, and it's a great working environment. And when you're happy in your work environment, you get the greatest results to me. And so I look forward to coming back. Obviously I'm enjoying my off season, but I can't wait for OTAs and to get around the guys again and start getting better as a team and getting to know these guys a little better, because I only really, I knew a lot of them, but I only had, 6, 7 weeks to spend with these guys. And so I'm looking forward to, getting to know my teammates and coaches and, people around the building.
I gotta put you on the spot just a little bit. Give me a name or two that of guys that really impressed you in terms of when you're talking to those young guys who are going to be big time players in this league. Who really stood out to you, whether in practice or in a game?
I mean, Defoe and Rube and Reuben Foster are just, they're both just dominant players like DeForest. You know, I've you know, we trained together up in Hawaii, and I knew he was going to be a special player. You know, he had a pretty good rookie year, and then I knew his second year was going to be good. And you know, working with him and a couple of the other guys up there in Hawaii. So obviously we know what kind of player Depot is, and then you know, Rube's you know, rookie, you know, in the time that I spent, you know, when I played with him, he's such a tough player, and he goes out there and he puts it all on the line. And you know, Colbert's playing really well. I mean, he impressed me as a rookie, you know, the way he goes about, you know, putting in his work. Shoot, there's a lot of guys on offense, you know, Bourne, you know what I mean? He impressed me. You know, he just has a ton of fun. You know, he makes plays and he loves playing the game. And then obviously, you know, Jimmy, you know, he's the same age as me. He's not a young guy, but, you know, he came on the scene and did his thing. I already knew who Jimmy was when I got to the 49ers, and you know, it was only a matter of time. And so he's a great player. And, you know, I'm also looking forward to seeing that contract getting done. Trust me. So there's a ton of guys, man. I can go on for a while about players on this team that have the potential to be and are already great players in this league. And so, you know, I just look forward to, like I said, getting back and getting better.
I love it. Now, when you're looking at areas of improvement going into 2018, the pass rush is a focus for this team, and that's why you were brought here in the first place and why you're being brought back on a two-year deal. You had a couple of sacks, a couple of strip sacks. You know, this year, a couple of forced fumbles. How does a team go from bottom half in the league in pass rush to getting that top tier, that top 15, and start generating consistent pass rush that, you know, obviously is such a huge part of the game? It affects all phases of the defense in terms of, you know, what your secondary is responsible for and all that. And so, you know, what do you hope to improve on in 2018? And how does the team take that next step in terms of getting to the quarterback on a consistent basis?
I think that, you know, with more time working together, I think the guys will learn how to rush together. You know, when I got there, you know, they were doing their thing. You know, Defoe was having a good year, and I was just having a good year. Some guys were doing their thing, but, you know, learning how to rush together, learning how to run games together, learning how to know, you know, how your teammate rushes and the best ways to, you know, use Sally. Like, what's the best way to rush with Sally? What's the best way to rush with Defoe? You know, what's he best at? You know, what's Elvis best at? What am I best at? You know, how can we use each other's skills to, you know, crush the pocket and make plays and, you know, get the quarterback down, get QB hits and get sacks. And I think, you know, when you get a consistent group out there and, you know, you work together and you got great talent mixed with, you know, great hard work and team camaraderie, man, I mean, pass rushing is all about rushing together. I mean, all the great defensive lines, you know, they rush together. And I think that's, you know, something that we're going to work on. And I think that's something that we really improved on, at least that I can see while I was there. You know, I can't really comment on what was going on before. But, you know, I had a ton of fun with those guys. And I think we've got a great, great defensive line, a lot of potential to rush the passer.
Very good. Very good, man. Congrats again. Now, before I let you go, what's on the menu tonight? You said that you're not, you know, you're not going to go big in your celebration. But what's on the menu? You're going out to dinner tonight. What you going to order?
I don't know, man. I just had some sushi. I just had some sushi for lunch. That was real nice. Let's see. I'll probably, I don't know, I might get a steak. The appetizers are always big time. I'm definitely getting dessert tonight. That's for sure. I got to get dessert, something like that. But I'm not really sure, man. Hopefully, you know, I'm thinking a good steak. That's really what I'm thinking right now, but we'll see.
A good steak, get this man some dessert, and he's a happy guy. Congratulations, man. Again, a new two-year contract, staying in the Bay Area. We knew you wanted to be here. The ink is dry on the new deal. Congrats, man, and happy for you. Been enjoying getting to know you, and look forward to catching up again soon.
Appreciate you, brother.